Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lori Madden, and here are today's top local stories.
An investigation is underway this afternoon after a child was killed in a house fire in Perth Amboy. It happened overnight at a residence on Chauncey Street. The age of the child not released. In addition to the juvenile, a second person was airlifted to a burn center for treatment, and a firefighter, police officer, and civilian were treated for minor injuries. Let there be light so you can play sports much later in New York City parks. Parks Commissioner Tricia Shimomura.
We're going to be expanding the ability to permit to 11 p.m., which is going to result in over 4,000 additional playable hours of time for New Yorkers to take advantage of our park spaces, to be activating our parks, and to be really enjoying the summer in the best way possible.
Soccer leagues in particular have been urging the city to keep the lights on longer. The new hours go into effect next Thursday, and this will continue through Labor Day weekend. New York isn't just the coolest city on earth. It's one of the nerdiest.
Comic-Con, STEM workers, and geeky stores. There are apparently a lot of those in New York and New Jersey, which came in at 18th and 19th on a new list of nerdiest states in the country.
Nerd!
The numbers from Hard Rock Bet also looked at the number of Google searches for geek and nerd-related topics in the last 30 days. They took all of those factors and turned them into a geek score for each state. California was number one. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Game two, Knicks Spurs tonight. And despite things getting a little bit rowdy during game one, outside the Garden, that is, fans are invited to turn out for another watch party.
There will be a Knicks watch party tonight outside the Garden for Game 2 of the NBA Finals. Mayor Mamdani breaking the news on 1010 Winds and told us he will attend Game 3. So will President Trump. Our Scott Stanford asked if the president invited his honor to sit with him.
I'll keep the nature of those conversations between the two of us.
The mayor says he bought his own ticket for Game 3. What about the extra security that will be involved because the president is there? He's confident MSG can handle it.
You know, I also know that a lot of that preparation has already begun, you know, days in advance of this.
And he asks that fans enjoy themselves and keep safety in mind for all involved. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
If you are going to that watch party outside of the Garden, a warning from Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch this afternoon.
Let me be very clear. We will have no tolerance for violence, particularly violence against police officers, destruction of property, climbing on light poles or structures, blocking emergency vehicles, or any other chaotic behavior that puts people at risk.
And if you want to get decked out in vintage Knicks gear for that party or any party, maybe you even have tickets to a game, a vintage T-shirt won't come cheap if you can find one. Michael Spitz owns the East Village shop, Mr. Throwback. And he sells just that, throwback Knicks merch.
Everybody wants the 99 Eastern Conference Finals T-shirt now, but now there's crazy value because every single person wants it. And it's not like they are currently making them. They are already 27 years old. So to actually find the T-shirt, you're probably going to pay, obviously, a premium.
Now, for some reference, a tee from the 1999 finals recently sold on eBay for $350. Spitz says people are usually lined up an hour before his store opens. Now, whatever you're wearing, you will find some sweet treats at that watch party outside of the Garden.
Amongst the pandemonium that is Knicks watch parties outside MSG these days, you'll find this.
You got this goofball baklava guy outside just handing it out for free out of pocket.
That goofball baklava guy is Roy Donk, who's made a business out of it, starting with just walking up to people anywhere in the city.
If you see a field of people on a beautiful day having fun, if your first thought is not, what can I sell these people, I don't know if this job is for you.
It's become his calling.
I never thought it would really get this far. And now it's like my moral and civic duty to take it as far as it'll go.
And he's getting noticed, partnering with the halal brand Shaz for a giveaway. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A guilty plea in connection with the shooting that left a college athlete dead at a house party in Hempstead last year, 18-year-old Jacob McMillan of Baldwin admitted that he fired several shots outside of that party that killed 19-year-old Amira McLeod. He faces 20 years to life when he's sentenced. At the time of McMillan's arrest, Nassau County Police said he was angry that he was denied entry to the party. Amira McLeod was a sophomore at Monroe University, where she was also a standout basketball player. Police are hoping someone recognizes the suspect who attacked a 98-year-old man in Crown Heights.
Surveillance video shows this woman walking building to building in Prospect Lefferts Gardens, placing flyers in mailboxes yesterday. It was around 4 inside the lobby of a building at Maple Street near Rogers that she confronted a 98-year-old man about something. They got into an argument, and it turned violent, according to cops in the 71st Precinct. They say not only did the woman then punch and kick the man as the elderly gentleman hit the ground, but she also then struck him with a broom and a metal chair before running away on Maple. Now, despite all of that, EMS telling us that this elderly man suffered minor injuries and was treated by EMS for cuts and bruises at the scene, but did not need to go to the hospital. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
With temperatures heading into the 90s this afternoon, it's a good time to cool off at the beach. And East Hampton has one of the best beaches in the country. That's according to the guy known as Dr. Beach, coastal scientist and professor Stephen Leatherman, who is out with his annual ranking that uses 50 metrics. Number one this year is Poipu Beach in Hawaii, followed by St. Andrew State Park in Panama City, Florida, Kaladesi Island State Park, also in Florida, Wailaha Beach in Maui. And number five is Main Beach in East Hampton. Leatherman factors in sand type, wave action, water temperature, weather conditions, litter, crowding, and more. And beaches that ban smoking get extra credit, mainly because of discarded butts or a lack thereof. The Upper East Side Hotel, where celebrities are known to get ready for the Met Gala, is offering World Cup fans with deep pockets a gala of a stay, very deep pockets. The World Cup extravaganza at the Mark Experience will set you back $1 million, or you can split it with your friends. This package covers six people. You'll get the hotel's top two floors, private match screenings, a dedicated butler, luxury wellness experiences, a private sale aboard the hotel's boat, premium seats to the matches, and no, you won't be taking NJT or that bus to the stadium. They've got a helicopter ready to whisk you over to MetLife Stadium.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.